Good morning. It's 11 a.m. and the Committee on Children, Families, and Elder Affairs will come to order. Nikki, please call the roll.
Chair Garcia. Vice Chair Thompson.
Here.
Senator Avila.
Here.
Senator Baxley.
Here.
Senator Book.
Here.
Senator Bradley.
Here.
Senator Rusan.
Here.
A quorum is present.
Thank you very much. Please silence all electronic devices. Anyone wishing to speak before the committee should complete an appearance form and hand it to a member of the sergeant's office. Should you select to waive your speaking time, your position will be included in the committee meeting records. For the record, Chair Garcia is excused from today's meeting. For those in attendance, for SB 306, at the request of the sponsor, we will temporarily postpone that bill. Today we will take up two bills, beginning with tab 1, Senate Bill 214 by Senator Harrell, which is Child Protection Teams. Senator Harrell, you're recognized to explain the bill.
It is on. Thank you. Thank you so very much for hearing the bill. I really appreciate it, and it's very interesting. I believe Senator Book has carried this bill in the past, and I'm hoping this is the year that we get this to happen. As you may know, we have a lot of traffic accidents in the state of Florida, and in just this last year, in 2022, there are over 85 children who were passengers in cars in fatal car crashes. And 50% of those kids did not have safety belts or child restraints. They were in their cars inappropriately placed in either a car seat without a restraint on it or simply not in a car seat at all. And we want to make sure that our kids are safe. We also have a significant number of arrests for individuals who have left their kids unattended in cars. If you leave your child unattended for more than 15 minutes, you know what the Florida Sun will do in Florida to kids sitting in cars. And we want to make sure our kids are safe. So what we are doing in this bill is simply is taking what is the current rule and really putting it into statute to make sure that we have the ability to hold, to make sure we're protecting our children. And what it does, it makes sure that in the ER, if the ER doctor determines that the child was inappropriately placed in their car seat and it resulted in significant injury to that child, they must call the hotline, but also a CPT, a child protective, the CPT team must be called. And those are the individuals that are part of the healthcare team. It's not just a CPI, a child protective investigator. It is someone who is part of the child protection team that is made up of healthcare providers that they can truly identify and determine whether that was inappropriate and whether that child was really, that this is a real issue. And it, so in order to, this would codify that and make sure that there is a medical evaluation in a situation when a child is killed or has injuries caused not by being buckled into the vehicle as required by law, when a child is killed or has injuries caused by being left unattended, and that the emergency room physician must report it and the CPT team must be contacted. And that is the bill.
Thank you, Senator Harrell. Are there questions on the bill? Are there appearance forms for the bill? We have one. Doug Bell.
Pediatricians weigh in support, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Is there any debate on the bill? Senator Harrell, you're recognized to close on the bill.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. And I hope this is the magic year, yes. Senator Bookworth team, and we will get this passed and protect our children. Thank you.
Thank you. Nikki, please call the roll on Senate Bill 214.
Senator Avila?
Yes.
Senator Baxley?
Yes.
Senator Book?
Yes.
Senator Bradley?
Yes.
Senator Ruson?
Yes.
Vice Chair Thompson?
Yes.
Chair Garcia?
And by your vote, Senate Bill 214 is reported favorably.
Thank you.
We will now move to tab 3 by Senator Grawl. The Public Records Suicide Victims. Senator Grawl, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. SB 474 would make photographs, audio, or video recordings of the suicide of a person confidential and exempt, except to a surviving spouse, and if no spouse, then to surviving parents, and if no surviving parents, then to the adult children and siblings. The bill would also make the autopsy reports of a person whose manner of death was suicide confidential and exempt as well as having exceptions to who can access those records. That is the bill.
Thank you. Are there questions on the bill? Yes, Senator Ruson, you're recognized.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair, and thank you for this good bill. What is the impetus behind your wanting to file this bill and make it law?
Senator Ruson, I think we've all been touched by suicide. Some of us more recently than others. And our individual experiences are what makes this body great and this process great, because in those, I wasn't supposed to get any questions today, which is why I talked to you beforehand.
May I withdraw my question?
Yes. I think what sometimes when we're touched by certain things, that it causes us to look at the law and look at it in a way that could, that's different. And that's what happened here, and really made me start asking the question, why? Why? What is the public purpose served here? Thank you, Senator Book. What is the public purpose of these types of videos and photos being made available in what can be very difficult times for families and communities? And in working on this bill, I have found that I am not alone, and so many more people than we all realize have been touched by suicide, and their lives have been shaped by the outcomes of that. And I think that we should do everything that we can to limit what can be the contagion of suicide when it's made, when these types of images are shared and glamorized or offered as an option. And I think that it's our responsibility to limit the tragedy that suicide is. And that is the impetus for the bill.
Any further questions? Thank you, Senator Grawl. Are there appearance forms for the bill? No appearance forms. Is there any debate on the bill?
Madam Chair.
Oh. Senator Ruson, you're recognized.
Thank you very much. And thank you for this bill. I think it's important for the public to know that we as legislators and lawmakers sometimes bring a level of passion because of our lived experiences. We don't leave those things back home when we travel to Tallahassee and we think about laws that affect people and that do a good public purpose. So I want to thank you for bringing this forward, and it's my intention to support it every step along the way and help you get it to the floor and off the floor and it into the governor's office to make it law.
Thank you.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Senator Book.
I just want to echo Senator Roussan's comments, and I want to thank Senator Brawl for always going above and beyond for her constituents, but for each and every one of us in this process and allowing us to be a part of a product and coming and sitting down with us to work to make just so much incrementally incredible change for people in this space who desperately need the help. And so I want to thank you for what you do.
Any further debate? Senator Grawl, you're recognized to close on the bill.
I will wave close.
Nikki, please call the roll on Senate Bill 474.
Senator Avila?
Yes.
Senator Baxley?
Yes.
Senator Book?
Yes.
Senator Bradley?
Yes.
Senator Roussan?
Yes.
Vice Chair Thompson?
Yes. And by your vote, Senate Bill 474 is reported favorably.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Yes. Does any senator wish to make a motion to be recorded as voting on bills before the committee today? Okay. Is there any other business before the committee? I'd like to thank each member of the committee for all of your work and discussions during these interim committee weeks. And I hope you all have a wonderful holiday season with your family and friends. And I look forward to the start of the regular session in just a very few short weeks. And Senator Roussan moves we adjourn.